Thank you, Rich, so much. Hi, everyone. I'm so glad you're here because today I'm going to tell you about something very near and dear to my heart. But first, think about this. Would you like to know an absolute revolutionary technique that will take your healing to the next level? Would you like to know the absolute correlation between emotions, emotional charges you're thinking, and the body, like right there, right in front of your eyes? Would you be interested in that? All right. How about this? Would you like to know the secret of healing? The real secret of healing? Okay, so today this is what we're going to talk about. So first I'm going to tell you my story, how I came, was born in a former Soviet Union, very materialistic country, and how I came from being an absolute materialist to an absolute believer of energy, total energy transformation for me. That's the first thing we're going to talk about. Later, then we're going to dispel all the myths about healing and treatment and how the body works and how this whole thing actually works. And then I'm going to tell you an amazing story about the zones. And this is why you guys are here. This is how I found out about the zones, what they are. And actually, we may do something very special in the middle of my presentation. So let's get started. Me being an absolutely materialistic person, growing up in Minsk, Belarus. Have you guys heard of Minsk, Belarus? It's former Soviet Union. So they deny religion there. They don't think about energy. They don't think about religion. Everything is materialistic. But I was born as a very delicate kid. And my mom was saying, you're very delicate. You have to avoid the wind. You have to avoid this food, you have to do this and that in order for you to survive. So ever since I was little, I was searching for healing modalities to heal this delicate child inside of me. So I was searching, and of course, a natural path would be to go to the medical school, which I did. I went to the medical school, I was a medical student there, and I hated it. And then my parents took me back to they actually took me here. We immigrated to the United States, and this is where my journey began. I became a programmer here right away. And yeah, through this whole time, I was studying healing modalities. And started out with a diet. Delicate kid needs a good diet. So I was dieting, I don't know if you heard of macrobiotic diet. Have you heard of macrobiotic diet? And when I was on it, it felt awesome. As soon as I got off it, everything came back, everything that I accumulated over those years. So I'm like, okay, probably maybe not the diet. Then I started thinking, well, maybe I'll learn some other techniques. I went from one technique to another technique to another technique. And they were like, okay, but little changes here and there. Then I got married second time. That marriage was an absolute disaster. Lots of emotional trauma. I don't know if you believe or not, a couple of voodoo spells on me by ex-wife and everything. So it was, I got sick. I got really, really sick. I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't function. It was horrible. And then I came across Theta Healing. You guys heard of Theta Healing? Theta Healing did work with some of my karmic stuff. I was able to leave my husband, move on. Still didn't sleep at night, still problems. So one day, I go to my chiropractor, and he looks at me with the eyes like this. I just went there for my neck pain, nothing big. He looks at me with these big eyes, because he's a friend as well. And he goes, Zhenya, I found it. I'm like, what did you find? Tell me, what did you find? He's like, okay, lay down. And what he does, he touches the back of my head. He presses a point there. And they're all tender. They hurt. I'm like, what's this? He's like, this is zones. I'm going to tell you about this later. This is zones. So he touches on the back of my head. Then he's like, okay, you're zone four. I'm like, what's zone four? He's like, it's okay. Let's see what emotion is associated with that zone. And we discover, it was a long time ago, but we discovered, I remember like now, it was related to my emotional charge when my uncle fell from the second floor. And I got really upset. The whole family got really upset. So he cleared it. He presses on the back of my head. Nothing is tender. I'm like, how in the world is it possible? And he goes, so I learned this amazing technique. It's so fast, it's so powerful, and it does the miracle. And it's called the zone technique. I was so inspired. He really helped me that day. I came home, I called my friend, I'm like, come over, I'm gonna do zones with you. So she comes over, I know nothing about the zones, but I still do it. She comes over, she lays down, I have a table at home, so she lays down, I press on her zones, obviously everything hurts. I do the zones on her, takes me 5 minutes. She leaves. The next day in the morning, she calls me, she's like, Zhenya, I haven't slept in 10 years. Today, I slept through the night. I'm like, that works. That works. It really works. And I went full speed ahead. I called Dr. Peter Goldman. He's got his own school. I signed up. I went through regular curriculum. Then I signed up for Mastermind. I went the whole nine yards of zones. And I believe that it is the most, probably the most, the best healing technique in the world right now. I'm going to tell you a lot about it today. It's very fascinating. It's amazing. And we'll do some, if you guys want, we'll do some healings here if you would like. So, but before that, let's dispel some myth, because a lot of people believe in things. Like, for example, I'm not talking about you guys, because you guys are very advanced, but a lot of people think that there is a doctor for the head and there is a doctor for the body. No, it isn't. It's a whole system. Our thoughts and our emotions directly impact our bodies. And I've seen it a million times when I did the zone technique. That's what. And actually, when I do hypnosis, I see it all the time. Like, I do a session tomorrow. Like, I did a session the other day to a teenage girl, and her, the next, I did the zones, and not zones, I did the hypnotic session. We removed the, cleared a lot of emotion. The next day, all of the pimples on her face that she was worried about, they were gone the next day, literally gone completely. Never came back. So emotion reflects in the body. So that's another thing. So the one myth was like two separate doctors. Then another one is, if you ever had a trauma or some bad situation in your life, you went through emotional turmoil and you don't do anything about it, you're going to forget about it and everything's going to be fine. It is not going to be fine. It is not, because it sticks. It sticks there and it stays there. And it's like vibrates like radioactive element, because it's there. It's hurting people. So emotions need to be cleared. Another myth is one of my favorite. You are what you eat. So first I heard you are what you eat. Then I heard you are what you digest better, right? And then another one is you are what you think. In my book, you are what you feel. And you are what you think, and you are what you eat. You are what your environment is. And your environment is what you think, what you feel, and what you eat, and what you digest. This is everything. But the primary one is the emotion. And then everything else trickles out. Okay. Another myth is, if the doctor did not help you, then nothing will. I'll tell you a story. My mom called me and she goes, we have a friend whose whole body is covered with rash, he can't leave the house. That's how bad it is. He went to all the doctors, and doctors said, we don't know what it is, but we cannot help you. And it's been for a month. And I remember I was only studying zones. I wasn't even practicing them every day. So he called me. She's like, he'll call you. He called me in absolute disbelief. He had no idea what I'm going to do. On the phone, he's in California. I'm in Chicago. He calls me. I do the zones. It takes me like 5 to 10 minutes. I do them remotely. And then he disappears. He didn't pay me. I mean, I wasn't even charging for that. A month later, I get a text. What's your PayPal account? I'm like, who are you? I had no idea who was it. He's like, oh, remember, I'm your mom's friend. You healed me some time ago. I'm like, oh, that's you. Nice. How are you doing? He's like, after we had a session, it started disappearing. And it's completely gone. We only had one session of zones. It's completely gone. And I just want to send you a gift. I want to pay you a little bit for what you did for me. I'm like, thank you. That was great. So back to the myth. If doctors did not help, actually, I get a lot of people. Like, this is my main client. If nobody helped, they come to me. So that's the myth. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the zone. Are you ready? I'm going to start the story about the zones with a story of Dr. Thurman Fleet. Have you guys heard of Dr. Thurman Fleet? Anybody? This is the most fascinating story. Dr. Thurman Fleet, he lived at the beginning. He was born 1895. Many, many, many years ago. He was born the day chiropractic science was founded. Actually, he was born the minute the chiropractic science was founded. It was traced back later. He was a decorated soldier. He fought in World War I. And he came home very sick because he got really, really injured during the World War I, 3/4 of his lungs got burnt. And doctors gave him 1 year to live. And back then, it was 1920s. Back then, chiropractic science was so powerful, they could heal syphilis. That's how powerful they were. So he was walking down the street one day, and he saw a chiropractor's office. He walks in, and he sees a guy there. I guess they made a good rapport. The guy helped him so much. Not only he lived, he went into chiropractic school, became a really good chiropractor. He always had like a curious mind. He was always wondering, how is this created? How is this? And he really wanted to heal people. One day there was a lady who comes in, and he did help her, but not to the extent that she wanted to be helped. And he went straight to depression. He's like, can't help people. And he got depressed. He was depressed for like 4 months. And then all of a sudden, he goes into illumination state. His family observed it. His physician observed it. He was talking to God for 7 days, 7 nights. He did not eat. He did not drink. He did not go to the bathroom. He was only talking to God. And from the outside, it looked like he was talking to someone, something. And he was scribing on the pieces of paper. And whatever he was discussing with God, it was like specific facts. In 7 days, he comes out of it, and he says, I saw the past, I saw the future, and I know the secret of healing. And everybody, including himself, decided that he went nuts. And they checked him into psychiatric ward, and he stayed there until he checked himself back out, came home, and started healing people with what he saw. But not only that, the events that he discussed with God, they started happening. One after the other. They were so specific, it was impossible to fake. It's like all banks will close, for example, or the neighbors will move. Very specific stuff. To make the long story short, whatever he channeled was the zones. That's exactly what I'm guys going to tell you about today. When he was taking patients, police would reroute the traffic. It was over 400 people a day he would heal, and everybody would just heal. He kept being connected for his entire life. And there were a million of very fascinating stories about Dr. Fleet, how he healed a lot of people. And I'm not going to tell you them because they're really crazy. He could literally raise people from the dead. That's how amazing he was. So, back to zones. What are the zones, right? To make the long story short, there are six systems in the body, from one to six. First one, they're called zones. First one is glandular, all the glands of the body. It's over 200 glands in the body. Two, eliminative zone, elimination. That includes like lungs, bronchi, kidneys, intestines, skin is elimination organ. So everything about elimination. Three, nervous system. Nervous system not only has nerves, but it also, it's very important system. I'll tell you later why it is important. Nervous system plus female-male hormones go there too. Four, digestive system. Everything from teeth to there, the whole tube. Five, muscular system. All the muscles in the body. There are many muscles in the body. And zone six is circulatory. Heart is there too, but it's all the big vessels and small vessels. It's lymph, blood, all the circulation of the body plus thyroid. Which is important. If zone one and six show together, it's thyroidal usually. So how do we know which zone is out of balance? There's a way to tell. Like right now, I train myself to just know what it is. Like even if I talk to the person on the phone, I just know what zone it is. Don't ask me how, I just know. But there's a physical, tangible way to tell. And this is how I work with my clients. I send them the video of how to check your own zones. They check it. Then I do my work, and then they recheck it again so the zones are no longer tender. And I do it not for me because I see the zone. I know what zone it is. I do it for them because I want them to know that something tangible just happened to their body. It's not just the words. It's not just the energy. It's literally, they went from the state of disease to state of health. And their body shows it to them through those points. The points are here on the back of the head, from the ear to the middle of the head. I'm going to do a little demonstration today, if you guys want, and whoever wants to have it. And I'll show you how it feels when you press on the zone. But the real secret of healing, we're going to talk a little bit differently about. So how do you think, guys, our subconscious works? How does it know what to do, how to send the health and healing to the organ? Because, you know, our body can heal itself, right? But how does it do it? Through what? What is the way? Anybody? Energy. What else? What's the physical thing that does it in our body? What sends information? So how does the brain center send the information to your liver that it needs to like replicate the cells or kill the cells or do this or do that? How does it do it? First of all, whoever said, what did you say?
That's right.
It's a nervous system. But our body is a battery. It's literally, it's like our brain is a plus sign and the spinal cord is the minus sign. It's a battery. And every communication happens through the nervous system. Hey, it's established, right? When the nervous system is not doing well, what happens? This whole circle of, because there is a circle. Let me write something down now. Is there an eraser? No. So there's, let's say, your liver. I'm not a big painter here, but let's say it's a liver and there's a brain center. It's going to be very simple. So the baby nurse, right? They send the impulse to the brain center saying something in the liver needs a change. The brain center analyzes it because our body is super smart. It knows exactly what, it's our unconscious. It knows exactly what to do. The brain center sends the signal back to the liver saying, okay, now do this. Because if we don't do this, we're not going to be in homeostasis. We're not going to be in the balance. We're not going to be the system that we're born to be. Okay? So when the zones go out of balance, broken. As simple as that. This is broken. And the body does not know how to heal itself. I'm not a healer. The body knows how to heal. But when we make this beautiful and healthy, then the body does it itself. And this is what zones are about. So, very simple. Every zone has its own brain center. So for each zone, there's a brain center that controls that specific zone. Also, for each zone, there's a specific set of emotions that can take that zone out of balance. And this is where you guys, hypnotists, come in. Because those emotions literally ruin these neuropathways. These are neuropathways, right? Healthy neuropathways. So, and then, after I learned the zones and I started getting results with the zones, I learned hypnosis and dehypnosis. If you want, I can talk about dehypnosis too, which is, I think, is even more powerful than hypnosis. So when I learned that, I was practicing this, and I was practicing that, and I was practicing this, and I was practicing that, and then it hit me. It's one and the same. It's all tied to what? What is it? Neuropathways. It's all neuropathways. These neuropathways. So let's say a person is born. I'm not saying about like...
You're an incredible artist.
Thank you. You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I paint. My whole house is full of paintings. I'll show you later. What? That's why it's like, I'm specific. Yeah, I know. Here, I'm the best. I know. What is this? I don't know. It's a neuropathway. So the person is born, right? Usually, unless there's some karmic stuff, right? Usually, and unless mom had some issues during, you know, pregnancy, emotional issues or whatever issues, usually people are born healthy and they have seven thin bodies that actually create that health, that actually help the person live healthy. They have healthy neuropathways. It's like highways. They're highways of health. So these all things, they're working. Working like the nerves get all the good information, send it to the brain center and send it back. The whole body functions. Then life happens. Then some traumatic events happen. Then some wrongful decisions. Concept. Dr. Fleet, he called his institute Concept Therapy Institute because he believed that concepts impact the zones. The concepts, that's what ruins people's health. Concepts get born. If we dig deeper, parts, subpersonalities that create the concept get born during lifetime. People get emotional charges, stuck emotions, all sorts of stuff. They develop what? Pathological neuropathways. And pathological neuropathways is what really is impacting those highways, the healthy neuropathways. They're like rerouting the cars, the nerves, they're rerouting all the information. They're like sitting here on top of this, preventing the person really healing himself or herself. This is what pathological neuropathways do. And either hypnosis or the zone technique, both of them, what they do, they clear those pathological neuropathways, restoring the health and well-being of the original neuropathways. Does it make sense? And when I realized that, I'm like, oh, then everything is combined. Everything is all related. It all made total sense. Am I a superstar artist? Yes. I'm the girl. All right. Now, I wanted to talk to you about some other zone stuff. What time do we have? Do we have a little bit? Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to talk about another concept here in zone technique. Very important concept. Originator and executive. There's an idea of originator and there is an idea of executive. Who do you think originator is? Well, it's me when I play the role of originating the healing. That's originator. And who do you think executive is?
The
recipient. The client, exactly. The biggest thing about originator and executive, everybody, we all humans, we have this idea of a spirit. There is a spirit inside of us. Spirit is subconscious too. They're working with each other, let's put it this way. Spirit is like soldiers that are waiting for an order. It's like, spirit is like, if the spirit knows that my left toe is healthy, but it has to know it, not believe it, it has to know. My spirit knows that my left toe is absolutely healthy. It's like soldiers. They're going to go and implement it. My left toe is going to be healthy. So originator talks to the spirit of the executive. So the healer talks to the spirit of the healing, to the soldiers of the client, and tells them, go ahead and execute absolute health. Does it make sense? So originator talks to the subconscious of the client to originate health. And the only way, you are all hypnotists, you know, the way to reach subconscious, you want that trap door to open. You want that critical factor to let you in. So originator needs to get into the subconscious of the executive. How do we do that? What's the best way to get into subconscious? What? Hypnosis is one way, but zones are not done through hypnosis. It's a waking hypnosis. I have to put the healing suggestion. You're absolutely correct. I have to put the healing suggestion, but the person is fully awake. So how do I open that trap door? You have to make a rapport with the person, and you have to fascinate that person. It's like when we go to the doctor, we're all nervous. There's an emotion, right? We're nervous with the doctor, and the trapdoor is wide open. Our subconscious is wide open. When the doctor tells us something, it's the truth. Same thing, we as healers, we create the rapport where we allow this communication with the client where they're actually fascinated and they trust us. And then we can drive the suggestion in. So you guys as hypnotists, You can absolutely fine-tune what you're doing by just making this very specific suggestions to each zone, right? Like if the person comes in with a circulatory problem, for example, you're doing the hypnosis, and you can drive in all those suggestions for the circulatory zone because their trapdoor is already open. So all those healing suggestions just go straight in. But this knowledge comes with the responsibility because we want to make sure that all the suggestions are done in a very positive, very helpful way to the person. And we never want to break their, we don't want to collide with them. We don't want to go against what they feel and what they believe. We don't want to put our beliefs on them because right away we'll receive the resistance and the trap door is shut and it's going to be very hard to reopen it. That's very important. So this is the concept of originator and executive. But even if we want to go even deeper, the healer themselves need to know and believe that what they're doing is going to work. It creates subconscious to subconscious communication. And this is way stronger than conscious to subconscious communication. If the originator believes that what I'm doing is really going to help the person, because before that person, I had thousands of other people for who it worked, there's no other way that it's going to work. Did you notice how sometimes you talk to a person, you just heal just from conversation? Happens all the time. Because subconsciously, that other person you're talking to knows that you're going to heal. And it's subconscious to subconscious. You consciously can even talk about kids, but at the same time, the healing happens. The power of subconscious to subconscious. All right, enough of talking. Who wants to have some zone stuff? I think you were first. Doesn't mean that you're going to be only one person. Still have a little bit of time. Yeah. Hi. All right. So would you like to share with us something or you want me to just tell myself what's going on?
Oh, that would be even more fun.
Okay, turn around. Turn around. All right. So guys, this is how we do the zone. You don't mind if we...
Not at all.
Okay. So... to check the zones, I'm going to press on 6 points in the back of her head, right? And you tell me which ones are tender, okay? Mm-hmm. One, two, no, three, four, five, and six.
Maybe one was. Yeah, actually, it's singing.
And not, I'm not saying that it hurts. It has to be just tender.
I think one was
tender. One.
Yeah, it's tender.
Two.
Oh, now you're going deeper. Yeah, it's tender.
Three.
Okay, you went a little higher, yeah.
Four. Five.
No.
Six.
No.
Okay. Which one hurt the most?
Oh, I have to pick out of the three that were... Okay, so probably two.
Okay. All right. So, as we're doing this is a chiropractic technique. They adjust the zones by cracking people at certain vertebras. So for each zone, there is a vertebra, four different vertebras that are corresponding to the zone. I do it remotely. I literally send the energy to those areas in my mind's eye. I'm not going to touch you right now. I'm just going to work on you remotely, okay? You guys can observe me or not. I'm just going to close my eyes and do my thing. So I'm on zone three. So basically, I'm literally seeing the energy going there. basically, I'm asking the source to stimulate spinal cord at certain areas of her spine. With a full disclosure, guys. Testing, muscle testing. Right. Let's see. I am muscle testing. Not always works, by the way. Okay, one. How's it? Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. You're healed.
Thank you.
Zone three is the nervous system. So it's very important. Zone three is very important because the whole communication happens through the nervous system. So what we did zone three. And usually a lot of times, like, people check the zone, something hurts, something not, but I always do what I see. I close my eyes and whatever comes to me, I do that. Usually right. So that was my demonstration. It's cool, right? Yeah. Anybody else wants?
Can you show us where you start?
Yes.
The next one, can you show us where you start in the ridge?
I'll show it on myself.
Okay.
So there's like a groove behind ear. There's like here where the hair starts growing. There's a groove. So you take half of the finger toward the center of the head on this line. So you take half a finger, and then you spread it out until the middle of the head. Half finger to the side is the zone six. In between, there's all zones. Does it make sense?
So the first five are in the first left side of the brain, and then six.
You can do it on both sides.
Okay. All right.
However, one side is going to be more tender than the other. One side is going to be more tender than the other. For me,
yeah, because I actually have something you can see.
In the eyes?
Yeah, like last month I started to have, it doesn't bother me, it's not irritating, but my tears comes out.
So you're tearing all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
Did you go to the doctor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what did they say?
They said like my, what is called, clogged under the
eyes. Oh, okay. So let's unclog it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see a specific zone now. Let's see. But I'm like kind of 99% sure what it is. Okay. One. Painful or not?
It's tender.
Tender? This?
No.
Last. This?
Really don't.
This?
No.
This?
No.
This? Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna do what I see, okay? And if you want, I'll work on you the other 2 days we're here. So when you leave, you'll be like good to go. Okay. Going back to my space. See, okay, I'm going to stop for a second. When we work together, when we're outside of this room, when I close my eyes and I tune into these areas of the spinal cord, I see some emotional stuff right away. But I don't want to ask you these things here in front of you. But I would normally do that when I work with a person, right? So I'll do it like just on the energetic level, but when we talk, this is the emotional stuff that I want to ask you about. And usually when you ask about this, this is so fascinating. I've seen it work a million times. with Dr. Pete, who taught me the zones. There's a zone school, Dr. Peter Goldman, and every time he brings a person, he asks something very personal, something very emotional from that person. He checks the zones clear. But I don't want to do it in front of the class, so I'm going to talk to you outside of this, okay? Take a look. One. Two. Three. How is this? Mm-hmm. Still zone three. One. We'll fix it. No, don't worry. Let's check. How is it? Okay. We'll do, okay, 10 minutes. Let me work on you two more days, and when you leave, you'll be fine. Okay. Awesome. All right. All right. So you guys have seen... You've heard about zones. Was it something helpful to you? Was it something new you learned? Have I reminded you of something you already know? So today, only today, I want to present to you my package that I'm going to be proposing to everybody. Rich is a friend. And he asked me to do something very special for you guys. You guys are awesome. I absolutely loved working with you today. It was an amazing group. So I want to give you this package that I have. It's composed of three different courses. Each one of them is near and dear to my heart. I designed them, developed them with a lot of love, with a lot of effort. First one is clearing all... It's my beautiful drawing. All of that. That does not allow us to function properly. And there's a lot of meditations from all million and a half different courses that I ever took in my life about clearing that. So it's kind of long, but it has very nice, concise, easy meditations to use. It's a big course. It explains a lot of this. It explains a lot how things are made. So that alone is $1,800 course. Two, clearing zones whenever you want them, right? Understanding the zones, understanding what's behind the problem behind each zone, having all your zones cleared at any moment in time. Meditations, and they're hypno meditations. They're very easy. You can use them at night. You can use them during the day. And you're going to learn a lot more about the zones. And you're going to learn how to clear them and how to stay cleared. And course number three, I think it's my favorite. It's about creating the life of your dreams. It's your future. And I do that with very unique ways. One thing, I'm going to teach you how to tell a person just by looking at the person. It's called body typing. It's like looking at the person, I can tell what they live and breathe by. I can tell what their aspirations are and what they're afraid of, what they choose in during the dinner. Just by looking at the person, you can tell that. There is a system. Dr. Fleet really loved body typing. It comes from Dr. Fleet. And I learned it from other gurus of body typing. Number two, we're going to create manifesto. Manifesto of what your life in each area of your life is. And we're going to do specific meditation on how to achieve this. There's a special way. There's a key to this. And number three, my favorite, we're going to play transformational games. They're super popular in back in Soviet Union, where I come from. But here, I'm the only facilitator in the United States that does that. The game, what it does, it's really connection to the universe. You come in with the request. You want something in your life. And universe starts sending you the clues. Because we, with our rational mind, we wouldn't know what really is our block. Universe knows better. Universe tells us what block we need to unblock. And the game helps you to clear it. It's like a session. Many sessions during the game. And it's a lot of fun. So I see huge results. People clear their past lives. People clear their blocks today. And achieve the results of their dreams. So in that, this is some of the things we're going to do in the third course. Second course is $1,500. This course is $2,000. But today, only for you guys, because Rich is my friend, and because you are an amazing group, I'm only going to do it for $995, all three, if you're interested. All three of these courses are going to be just $995. And on top of that, Rich is going to throw a bonus from him on top of all those three. That's all I have. Thank you so much. If you have any questions for me, I'll be outside. I'll be answering all the questions. Please come over and we'll talk with any questions you have.